right. BA started up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd.
Don't you know, well,
Space City Nerd.
That's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd.
All right, nerdcore.
Got that.
Chip tune.
Got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures.
Got that.
Board games.
Got that.
TV shows and video games. Yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite. All right.
Welcome to the Space City Nerd Podcast, live from the floor of Comic Palooza. We actually have people watching us, which makes me really, really nervous.
Do you want to touch you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi. I hope we have hecklers.
We just have to
stay behind
the line.
Somebody stay there.
Here we go. Woo!
Woo!
Yeah!
I don't know.
Oh, God, we've never done a live show, and I'm like, freaking out. But anyways, spaghetti!
Yeah. Normally when I do live shows, I get naked and hide behind your guitar. I need to take this
I thought that's you in the recorded
off.
Shows.
Too. Okay, that's much better with the headset off, so I don't hear myself.
Today's the second day. Yesterday was the first day of Comic Blues. So what did we do to prepare ourselves for Comic Blues?
I watch a lot of Comic Book Man because I can make a meet Ming Chen and Nova.
It's
kind of weird.
I worked for 2 weeks straight with like one day off and showed up yesterday real tired.
I salivated over like all the guest lists and stuff like that.
I saved up a lot of money so I could get an Ishikawa frame.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think you win that one.
By far.
Before the con, actually, I got a chance to head out to NASA with a lot of the guests. It was really cool. I ended up hanging out with the Godzilla guy.
Yeah.
So Nishikawa and Takadaro right there.
I saw some pictures. I am so toast jelly.
Oh, God, yeah. So, like, you were Instagramming them, and I was at work, like, oh, I'm so jealous, and showing my coworker, and he was like, how did he even get this? I'm so jelly. And then Ryan shows up to my work, and it was like, hey, did you see the pictures of Jesus? And then we just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For
by
like
the way,
30 minutes.
Rex made an excellent Arnold Palmer at Star Wars.
But no, it was really cool hanging out with them. Takadaro is like a grandpa.
Yeah.
And speaking of grandpa, like our friend Ricky, he's been hanging out with
Henry Winkler. He hung out with Henry Winkler yesterday. Apparently the dude's like awesome as hell. Like,
oh, man.
Hanging out with kids and like doing magic tricks at his booth. And magic tricks. Yeah, Henry Winkler does magic tricks.
He pulled a penny out of Ricky's ear or something.
And gave him a reverse mortgage afterward.
No, but I like the grandpa con status.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess you do that. Just have a convention where they have grandpas come out and hug you and stuff. Sad story. I don't have my grandparents anymore, so Takadaro's hug was like, oh.
Yeah.
A new Japanese grandfather.
He wants us to go to Japan so bad. It's so great.
He actually left the booth to give you a hug yesterday.
Yeah, well, because I brought him beer.
Yeah,
well, here's
grandpa,
here's still.
Beer.
Like any other grandpa, does he have like a kind of a grandpa hobby?
Beer?
Yeah, beer is a grandpa hobby. That's what my grandpa likes.
Tiny ships and bottles.
I did get to ride a moon rover at NASA, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Who here likes moon rovers?
Woo!
Moon rovers!
Who likes moon drugs?
Woo! Moon bar tonight at 7 p.m.
We're just yelling at people, sorry about that. I was on that Mars rover, and I felt like Vin Diesel, because it had an omnidirectional mode, and so I'm over there, like, going 4 or 5 miles an hour, but drifting the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And it was beautiful. Like,
Fast and Furious 10 Tranquility Drift.
I'm so jelly. Like, I showed that to my coworker, Philip, and he's like, I didn't even know they let you do that at NASA. It was like, I didn't even know they had them at Johnson Space Center.
Yeah, no, it was really cool.
I had to go help a friend watch a movie.
Just watching everybody, like, just doing all these things is really fun up there. Have you guys bought anything here?
I bought a Cookie Cat koozie for Rhea from Steven Universe. Because he left his family behind.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know what A, the words in that sentence.
Yeah, Cookie Cat left his family
behind.
You should
watch Steven Universe then. It's so good.
I only watch Japanese animation, okay?
It's really heavily influenced by Japanese animation.
Yeah, it feels very Miyazaki-ish.
One of the scenes, they actually
took straight from, what's that pink-haired anime sword fighting?
Oh, Una, yeah, there was a straight-up Una, and there's, like, they show Steven's bedroom at one point, and he's got, like, a stack of Sailor Moon manga.
Yeah. What a perv.
Nope.
Ryan, did you buy anything?
Not yet, but I do have. If it's still there, it's still there. If it's not there, I'll feel relieved. But the Ishikawa's cash earn.
Yeah.
It's $75, so I don't know if I can break myself to get it, but man. I know. It got cash earn.
I went ahead and bought the Dragon Slayer book from Devin Crafts. And also got a really sweet, like, Metal Gear Solid print because he's got, like, a bunch of his older stuff that he's, like, retiring. So he's just like unloading it for like $6.
You get sick after you get drunk because you're not drunk anymore.
That's like six pieces of his collection right there. But the most valuable thing was free. I stole a moment with Joel Hodgson when we stared into each other's eyes. He was on his way to lunch and I was in his way.
He had one longing look.
Yeah.
Stop.
I was going to his booth and then he's like just walking away and he's just like looking at me like, come back later, kid.
I picked up the aforementioned Nishikawa drawing. Really beautiful Kamen Rider drawing. It's like done in ink and color and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, he teased me with it on the NASA tour. Because we were talking about like all the token stuff, like Kamen Rider and Sentai and stuff. And he's like, hey, you like Kamen Rider. And then he turns out, I'll have this with Soku
Bar.
When I walked in, that's the first thing I went to in mind.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just real quick, like, for those of us that don't know, like, what makes that piece, like, exactly so valuable?
So Nishikawa works with Toho. He does a lot of designs for monsters and things for them. So a lot of the Godzilla monsters came from his mind. You know, and Nishikawa's only been to, like, two cons in the U.S. This being the second one.
Yes. It's a huge guest for fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an amazing guest. And I'm a Kamen Rider fan too. So being an ink drawing done on Japanese whiteboard, it's so special. And even has like this little stamp, you know, with the hand and all that. It's a big deal for me. Then I also, what did I say? I bought some comics from Facebook Randy about Space Riders just because they were so bitchin'.
Yeah, I need to pick that up too, like, after this.
And then I bought, I was the first one to buy a book in the comic book.
That
we talked about on the last podcast.
That was really cool. G.I. Bro, right?
G.I. Bro.
Yeah, hey, no, when we're starting a live, he was talking about how he wants that, he wants to be a cartoon.
Yeah.
He wants to make it into some kind of animation.
I'd watch the Everything Rambo.
I would too.
Y'all watch the Rambo? Cartoon?
Yeah, I've watched the Rambo cartoon.
You should watch it.
You know what I watched the other day? Karate Kid cartoon.
Really?
It's pretty awful.
Yeah, no, I remember watching that.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's really bad.
I thought Karate Kid was just basically Daniel's son winning the tournament. That's it.
You know, they go...
what are the mythologies?
Yeah.
They go adventuring all over the world.
Oh.
But the other thing that...
Kicking people in the face?
Yeah,
essentially.
Nothing like it. So, the other thing I bought...
Hey, it's Kingpin!
I grabbed a...
Hey, Kingpin!
Have a button. Snyder.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was
appreciate Spanish. It. Thank you.
He draws horribly, but he still...
Oh, it's so good. I love... That's such a good sketch.
There's a whole inside joke with it that... I ended up climbing over my fiance to see Miley Cyrus' boobs. And after that, I was labeled as like, some kind of bird that hated my fiance. And she became like the surly girl.
It was a Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah, Catherine Hepburn.
Smoking.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get her coke. And at the end of the day, when he did the drawing, he drew me in a bathtub full of tears because I was supposed to sleep in the bathtub. And also... Gilwad is in there, like, obviously Hunk Force is watching me cry in his bathroom.
And, that's amazing.
Yeah. And so, like, Gilwad's like, you should have bought the goat. Which is awesome.
That's why we just gave that Kingpin of the,
It's not Kingpin,
that was
it's
great.
Wilson Fisk.
It's Wilson Fisk. You're not supposed to say his name.
You don't say his name.
You don't say his name.
I just did it, and we recorded it. Way to go.
Yeah. Now we're going to get shanked by the mafia.
Mm. Ah, dang it. I'm sorry, Wesley. Wesley, okay, I feel like half the series.
We have to do like a spoiler for that, right?
Wesley,
just leave it.
Just leave it, alright.
So, hey, we got someone
What's up, bud?
Meredith came and told me to ruin your show.
Sweet! It's awesome. Not hard.
Yeah, and then she ran off when she realized.
Here, have a button. What's your name?
It's Jake from the Pop and Schlock podcast. I have come to destroy this podcast and absorb it into my own empire. I feel like these guys are compensating something with the size of their mics, but I'm not exactly sure what
you
it is.
You are very close to the mic, though, so
yes.
Put your mouth close to this large mic.
I'm going to swallow it whole.
The idea is, like, we have the two mics, and they're going to fuse together, and you'll absorb us, then we'll destroy you from the inside.
Yeah.
Hail Hydra.
Let's talk about impregnation here on the show tonight.
Well, I mean, we're at a comic convention, and that's really popular on DeviantArt, so I mean... We can talk about
also fat characters.
Yeah.
You should go to your favorite artist
at the convention right now and have them commission an impreg. Also, they'll love it.
There's a game. If you go to DeviantArt and you put your name, The Hedgehog, there you have a hedgehog.
So yeah.
What you need to do is play a sort of bingo. You need to play a sort of bingo. You just do hedgehog fan art plus impreg and just see how many boxes you can tick before the artist starts to cry tears of blood.
Oh, speaking of impregnation, Guar was walking around yesterday and they had the best get out of the way at a con. They're like, get out of the way.
Virgins. Yeah, we were looking. I was like, that Gore or someone like really, really, really good at cosplay.
It's so good, and then it winds up being both of them. Yeah, that's what Guar does.
Like, amazing.
It blows my mind that they like make all that stuff themselves and have done that for years, and they have their own like workshop rivaling the Jim Henson workshop that they like do stuff. It's so nuts. Like, it blows my mind.
Guar to Jim Henson.
It's arguable that in the 2000s, Guar did better things than Jim Henson workshop.
That's not even arguable. Honest. That's just a that's a quantifiable fact.
I would watch The Labyrinth with Guar.
Oh my god, can you imagine? Like,
Dark Crystal starting Guar.
Dark Crystal starting Guar!
Well, you bring up
Fragwar Rock. Fragwar Rock.
Okay, you win. You win.
Oh man.
The thing about Guar that's like kind of like making me kind of giggle inside is like that their place, like their table, is like opposite like all the wrestlers. So like you have all these dudes. It's like I just imagine like Ron Simmons is there. It's like every time he signs a picture, he like looks up and sees Guar doing something Guar.
Yeah.
And he's just like, damn.
Is Guar-esque a thing?
Guar-esque. Like Kafka-esque with Guar.
Yeah, we could ask the dames if they could do a Guar.
Oh, Guar.
Also, last night we had the first night of BetaCon.
Hashtag BetaCon's real.
Yes.
Hashtag GovScam. I cannot drink puke stuff, and I drank some whiskey last night.
Oh my god.
And that was not good for me.
Exactly. We're going to call that one The Adventures of Pete.
I wish we had recorded some of that. Like, Jesus was having John and I, like, cut wrestling promos, like, in the sidewalk, like, by the hotel. And he kept trying to, like, body slam me. I remember at one point you were like, hey, just let me, like, do a fake pedigree on you just, like, real quick. It's just not going to take long. We're just, like, standing on the sidewalk, and I was like, that is a really terrible idea. And this was, like, at 4 in the morning almost. And he was like, no, come on. It'll just be real quick.
And I can't remember anything you said because, like, you were so loopy. It was just, like, the ultimate warrior on mushrooms.
It was really funny.
Wow. Ultimate warrior on mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
We had Ming Chen out there. Drinking beers.
Tasty beers.
That red velvet. That thing was my favorite. Yeah, that thing was my favorite beer.
Buffalo Volume, yeah. So, speaking of the
people. What was everyone's favorite?
I didn't get to drink any of them because they have weed in them, but
you stuck your nose in my
I stuck my nose in some. That bourbon one was by far the one I wish I could have drank the most. Instead, I just wandered off to the VIP room, and Neil's have these like really insane arcade cabinets that we just thought had name on them. But by the end of the night, we found out that they had all this like other stuff, like PS1 games, Street Fighter 4, like the King Fighters 13, all these like insane games. I'm looking. Yeah, they do have Street Fighter 4. BlazBlue.
We played
Super
Shirtless
Boy.
Contra.
Yeah, we played Shirtless Contra.
We played Time Killers, where we cut each other's arms off.
Yes.
We played the Jackie Chan fighting game, which is very bloody.
Oh god, I wish we had video, because I want to do, like, one of the characters is this lady, and when she wins, she does this like jig that's like that. And
everyone listening at home, it looks like he's walking, but he's also like kind of power walking.
I've got my thumbs up.
He's got weights in his hands.
Yeah,
it was like Kimberly or something.
Yeah, her name was like Kimberly, but it was spelled weird. And then she does that and gets sucked into a time rift. And she's supposed to be, like, this really, like, intense-looking, like, Conan-style action girl.
Oh, well, did we also play that, Dark World, where it's, like, a 2D fighting
game?
Oh,
that was weird. Dark Age.
Dark
by
Age.
Sega. That was really weird.
It was really cool because it's, like, you rotate it to, like, 360 degrees, like, in, like, Soul Calibur. But
it's
all 2D.
It looked like somebody trying to do Virtua Fighter on the Doom engine.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Maybe that's, like, the missing link with fighting games. Went from Street Fighter to Virtual Fighter.
Yeah, Body
like,
Slam.
In between was Dark World.
Yeah, Body Slam Rex to the front of the screen.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was insane.
Have you guys noticed how many Carmen San Diego's there's been here?
There's a lot of Carmen San Diego.
There's a Psy right there.
Psy?
Yeah.
There, look. Sorry, I noticed the auditory medium was an Asian guy with a white tuxedo.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Everyone, give him my seat.
Let him get in the middle.
I can just sit on your lap.
It looks like we've got a guest.
You need to move around.
Oh, God. Oh,
oh no. Oh, no.
We have one of our... We have an awesome guest joining us.
Awesome guest.
We picked him out because he uses his voice and nobody can see us.
Sometimes I use my voice. It sounds different like this.
But straight up from, Dragon Ball Z.
Good. Android 17's here to kill you because humans are stupid.
Exactly.
Yes.
Chuck Huber. I'm gonna let's
do
it.
Yeah!
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
I'm so
high. Proud. I'm sorry.
So we're just gonna ask you about Dragon Ball Z stuff.
Ask me Dragon Ball Z questions. I shall answer them, but all with the sound.
Oh man. So
go ahead. Shoot. First question.
Where are the Dragon Balls? Rex?
I am trying to think.
You are
there's
our
so
Japanese
many
animation expert.
Or
virgin.
Did you say it's my
animation.
Girlfriend taking pictures of us? I can't think. Sean, ask a question real quick.
Oh, okay. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, man.
And now they've forgotten all their questions.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you guys some questions. What is pi out to 28 places?
Oh, God. Never
I'll tell
mind.
You. 3.1415926935897932384626433833. That's right.
That's very smart.
I'm also super smart.
Someone is just taking over our podcast.
I know.
Oh, man.
He's showing us off.
I'm okay with this.
Wait, I've got a question. What's it to the 29th?
3.1415926935997932384626433832. Made the two up. I'm not sure if it's two. Someone check that and tell me.
So, with Dragon Ball Z returning,
right?
Are you ready to go?
Yeah. Emperor Pilaf was in both movies, so I'm hoping he gets a nod for the new series. If not, I'm hoping Park Ranger Android 17 is in the series. That would be awesome. Just like him with a fuzzy squirrel. I love squirrels. They're nice.
So did you get to do the role for Pilaf on the movies?
Yeah, for both movies. Yeah,
sweet.
It's in Resurrection F2. No spoilers. I don't think I was supposed to say that. Lies. I haven't done anything.
I don't
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I just stroked out. Did I say anything? Possible I said something incorrectly. Funimation, don't listen to this.
What we'll do is we'll this person is on, we'll bleep it out.
I always get in trouble. They're always Chuck Schumer.
We'll just loop that
for pie again.
I'm totally in this new episode, and then you won't believe who dies.
Yeah, that when they when a buddy of mine told me to go audition for this thing called Dragon Balls, I was like, Dragon Balls? Pornographic. And he was like, no, it's Japanese anime. And I'm like, it's definitely pornographic.
Look at the original transfer dubbing.
97? 1997? 98? Somewhere around there.
Longer than that.
Yeah, that's 18 years ago. That's still a very long time.
I was itty bitty because I remember watching it. And I was in grade school, like primary school, probably. So
primary school.
Yeah,
primary school. When it was airing on
weird. Yeah, when it was airing on the weird channel
at 5 a.m. on Sundays.
Kids
who are born when Dragon Ball came out in America are in boat now.
Yeah,
it's totally true.
I'm still like tripping out in primary school.
Uh huh.
Who are you, Harry Potter?
I was in primary school. Or perhaps you pronounce it shul. I like to make up bad British pronunciations.
He's got the worst British accent.
Well, I'm Asian.
But wait.
Hello, I'm British. I love it. Hello, I am also British. Hello, we can be British together.
We can be British together.
Oh my god.
I love it.
I thought it was a funny story about your Emperor Pilaf voice.
Oh, Emperor Pilaf. I got his voice by imitating Edith Bunker from All in the Family. Ow, Archie! Ow, I'm Emperor Pilaf! So that's where I came from. Emperor Pilaf is really a 60-year-old woman from Queens.
Sweet.
Those were the days!
Oh, my God.
It's Emperor Pilaf, right there. He's just an old woman. With menopause.
I know Kyle Ebert is here today.
Kyle Ebert is here. He couldn't come by. He is busy. I did ask him, though. He said they've got him doing panels at this time.
You got the better half.
Yeah. You did. I am the better half of Kyle Ebert. He is my lover. Our girlfriends are going to be so mad. They're going to be like, why'd you say that?
Oh, my God.
Why does Jessica talk with, like, a country accent?
My name's Jessica Von Braun. I'm an artist. Jessica, do you have one of her? Yeah, look, that's her art right there in these bags.
Oh, cool. So if you have the Comic Palooza 4-day pass, she did the artwork for the pass.
She did. She's awesome. She's also super hot. Don't touch her. Don't look at her. Stay away.
Just go buy the art, but don't look
just
at her.
Just buy the art, but revert your eyes.
Stick your hand out with money.
That's right. Just hold out your
please
hand.
Please let it
out. Money. Throw art at you.
It's
blindly.
It's like Chuck is going to be like basically pimping her art and like nobody touching her.
Don't touch her. Now we're you can look at her. I think it's important.
Well, she has a really cool print of your character.
Yeah, she draws all my characters. That's how we met. I was walking past her table. I was like, your art is awesome. You should draw my characters. And she was like, you're cute. You should be my boyfriend. I was
like, well, if it gets me to get my characters drawn, okay.
No, it's like 6 months of that. We see each other at conventions. Like, hey, what's up? What's going on?
How's it going?
Hi. Hello.
Ryan Wells is here.
Hi.
Yeah, she came to the party. He was out playing country nerd music.
Country nerd music?
That's not her unique.
Yeah. Yeah, not heard country nerd music.
Yeah, no, he was out there. It was really cool.
My Nintendo won't play, and he's like that. Basically, my girlfriend left me, and so I still don't have a girlfriend.
Harmonica solo immediately afterward. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
It's like
it's totally.
Why
awesome.
Don't? It's like why don't I have a girlfriend? Is it because I watch anime all day?
Is it because I won't shave my neck?
That's not true anymore. Like, we like to pretend like nerds are like nerds still, but nerds kind of rule the world now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally true. We just took over all of downtown Houston.
Exactly. Did you know there's $50 parking today?
$50
parking?
Yeah, right
by the hotel.
$50 parking.
I parked in that lot yesterday and it was awesome. $10.
It's like, yeah, it's $50.
$50 parking.
Yeah.
$50.
You could buy a car. As a matter of fact, my first car I did buy for $50, I believe.
Really? What was it?
It was a Chrysler K car. You don't even know what that is.
It sounds like it might cost $50.
It was 20 years old when I bought it for $50.
And it drove for a weekend?
No, it lasted about 3 months.
And then kaput?
And then it had a hole in the bottom of the thing, and then it also had a hole in the muffler. So I used to stuff my sock in the hole because the noise was so loud it would make my ear ring.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay. I thought it was like $50 it had the hole so you could like push it.
No, did not flintstone it.
So, Rex, did you do your homework and look up the stuff?
He's of looking up my not. Stuff right now.
Let me go to IMDb right now. Wait, what is your name again?
tell you what I do. I did, you know, VA and Yu Yu Hakusho, Stein and Soul Leader. I was like Ash and Black Butler, Reaver and D. Gray Man, Kulalu and Sergeant Frog, Hero from Shin Chan, Shao Tucker from Full Metal Alchemist. What else? I don't know. Tons of things. Oh, I do Star Trek Continues. I play Dr. McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is fun. That's always really cool. Because we're all, like, nerds for Grant Imahara before we did it. And we're like, Grant is going to be on our show? That's so cool. And then everyone's, like, sat next to him the first week of filming. And we're like, so, like, is it true with the Mentos that, you know, like, getting them to, like, bust myths? And he would answer
so good.
You had Stan Lee too on Star Trek Continues, right?
Stan Lee?
I thought he was there.
Yeah, Stan Lee is on
Star Trek. I watched Star Trek.
Not at all. Totally not true. We had Luke.
I watched that episode.
That was fun.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Trek.
No, it'd be cool. I wish Stan Lee was on Star Trek.
This weekend is the perfect opportunity to get him.
Yeah. Let me just go pick him up. Carry him around like a little man in my pocket.
Actually, I saw the line for Stan Lee yesterday, and I was just lazy.
Yeah.
It made me sleepy looking at that line for all the waiting.
Last year when I was at Comic Palooza, Stan Lee's line came past my table. And so I just turned my table towards his line. It was like, 2-for-1, Chuck Huber autographs. People were like, oh man, this is awesome. So I was making his line better.
You're just picking out the people that are too tired to continue.
Just no. They were literally, the line was going right past my table. So I was like, I am Chuck Huber.
That's so good.
I'll give you a Stan Lee impersonation.
While you are in line, I am here to entertain.
Oh, awesome. My God.
So, yes, take a pin.
Yes.
Take a card, take a pin.
Find out more about you guys. I need the card.
SpaceCityNerd.com. Right there on the card, it says it.
Kaiju Division. Like a shirt.
I am a Space City Nerd. Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus Garza, not Jesus.
I was teased all of high school for stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have said Jesus wasn't that dude's name. It was Yeshua.
Oh. We've told the story on the podcast before, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. But okay. When I ran for president, or for class vice president, actually, my running mate, his name was Muhammad Yassin.
Nice.
So we did the Muhammad and Jesus campaign.
That is genius.
And we got in trouble for it and stuff.
Why?
Well, because they thought we were like actually taking like religious figures and making fun of it. But then
because we were taking religious figures
and
making fun of
it. No, but that was our name.
I know.
So
it was funny because you were making fun of religious figures. Not really. He loves Jesus, Muhammad, especially.
Man, I'm so glad that we got Chuck for a podcast. One else, you know, like no other podcaster went up there. We're smart enough to get this awesome man.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. But I can't stay too much longer because I have to bring food back to my lovely Jeff.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, don't let her go hungry.
No. She's skinny enough. As a matter of fact, she's too skinny. I need to make her fat.
Carolina.
I hope she never hears that. She'll be really mad that I'm talking about her. She's really cute and I love her.
That's okay. We got like granola bars.
We have so many of those.
Well, no, go grab her food.
I will go grab her food.
Thank you very much for stopping by.
If you know what I mean.
Oh!
You guys seem actually offended by my jokes. I feel not really bad.
Oh, not at all.
We're acting the part, though.
Good, okay.
We're there with you.
Well, it's been fun, guys. Let me scoot out of here, Muhammad Jesus.
Drop all your social media links and everything.
Oh, I am Chuck Huber on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I think they're all Chuck Huber.
What about GeoCities?
GeoCities? I don't know what GeoCities is. On my MySpace page. You can also just find me. Just Google me.
I love that. You can just Google him and he's
Yeah. Thank you so much. That was great.
Thanks again.
Be good. Be happy. Back. Be fun.
We'll be back.
All right. Next time we do this, we need to have like a live band that can play.
So yeah, that was Chuck Huber. That was really awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
That
one of the most
cool.
Controversial guests that we've had here.
Dun. Not even.
What else do we have to talk about? Like, it's been really...
So we just interviewed him.
We just interviewed Chuck Huber. I drank a whole jug of Pedialyte while we did that. It was pretty awesome.
Drinking a jug of Pedialyte.
Literally so not prepared. Hey, look, this. It's Johnny from the Warpod.
Warpod.
Hey!
Go ahead!
Dun dun dun.
It's a crossover.
Gotta get over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking to the microphone. Yeah,
this one.
Hi, no, microphone. Oh, is it? Is that one not on?
Yeah, well, it probably can still pick you up from there. Just talking to it.
I'm talking into it.
How's it going, Johnny?
It's going okay.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you have fun last night?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Did you have fun today?
So far, so good, but a little tired.
You gonna have fun tonight?
I can understand it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to conserve my energy for tonight.
Oh, no.
You guys were there later than I was. How are you guys doing?
More clothes on.
Yeah, you missed it. We did a beer tasting and we took off our shirts.
I was there.
Tried talking.
Oh, okay. Remember, I was the whitest car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You need a tan.
Yeah.
Apparently, like we were talking earlier, I was cutting wrestling promos.
Oh, nice.
No, you weren't cutting them. You were making Sean and I cut them at each other and like directing us as to what to do.
You grabbed me close and whispered in my ear that I was the Macho Man.
Nice. Yeah, you kept grabbing us by the hair, too. That was the best part. You'd like grab us by the hair and be like, and you were talking in like this like promoter kind of voice. Like, it was so good.
Do like a gun in 60 seconds on some cars, like, yeah. Let's just sue these cars, guys. It's easy.
Well, I'm gonna head out, but you guys have fun with the rest of the podcast.
Whatever, we're pod.
See you.
Later, everybody.
Later. I like this. Everybody's just stopping by and saying
hi.
Yeah. Here, look. Check this out. Let's get some more people. Hey, Nuno.
Meredith.
You talk now.
It's your turn.
It's your turn. Here. I'll see.
I think my favorite part of like the stumble home last night was like you looked at me and you were like, Sean, do you know how to hotwire a car? And I was like, no. And you looked so disappointed in me.
Yeah. You're just like, you're very, very disappointed.
You shook your head like,
oh, did Jake pop by earlier?
Yeah, we got Jake.
We have Meredith.
Mm-hmm. Also from Poppin' Shock, and also from Space City Mirrored, and also from Dork Shelf. And also panelist extraordinaire moderator person.
Hello.
So,
sent your crony over to sabotage us.
I did, but it was for noble reasons. I had to go help a friend watch her table while she went up to go to the bathroom. So, it was. I abandoned you for purely selfless reasons, obviously.
It's okay.
We fitted him off.
Yeah.
First time you seen Jake. He's actually more handsome than I thought he'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't like, let that get to your head, Jake.
He will, and he'll use it as an excuse to kick me off the show because he's like, well, I want to be the good looking one.
Well, you can come over with us with all the good looking ones on this show.
Now that Skype works, I can.
See?
Yay!
Skype no longer crashes my computer, so I can be more of a guest.
See? We need female representation on podcasts.
Yeah, we do. We need diversity.
And we're all like, women! Ha ha ha, and that's it.
Yeah.
I will be happy to bring tacos to the sausage fest.
Yay!
Or donuts. I want that.
For donuts? Oh my god, donuts.
There's that moment where Ryan makes us hang our head in shame.
I actually prefer savory, so I'm more of a bagel.
Oh, okay, bagel. That's cool.
Oh my god.
Well, I mean, since we're making requests, I'll just take waffles.
Yeah. Omelets.
Oh, I love
an
omelet.
You're an omelet?
Yeah.
We're defining gender by food now, so.
Oh, man.
So Ryan, his gender is omelet.
I imagine wouldn't an omelet be a castrati?
Yeah, that would be good. Rex, what is your food gender?
Oh, my God. My food gender would probably be chicken meatballs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like a Whole Foods thing?
Yeah. I would be quinoa. I would be quinoa.
So you're granular and chewy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my food gender.
Let me scoop my...
Yeah.
Exactly. I think my food gender would be celery.
Oh man.
Yeah, that crunch to you.
That crunch and those long stalks.
and you burn more calories than you take to consume it.
This is disgusting. Oh, God.
I heard that was a bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
But there's no such thing as a genuinely calorie neutral food. Oh, wow. Science, everybody!
Science! Yeah, science!
Yay!
Come on, people!
Oh, my God, the most amazing squirrel girl just walked by.
Where?
Oh, this
where?
Hey, squirrel girl!
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
You look amazing, squirrel girl!
Thank you!
I love you so much.
I love you guys.
Yay!
Thank you!
Hey,
Here, take a button.
Oh, a button?
Say hello to people on the podcast.
Hi, I'm Squirrel Girl.
Oh, guys, be serious.
That tail is so ginormous.
I know. Yeah, it's actually so a real good tail.
Can I touch it?
Yeah.
I'm catching this tail.
Okay, okay. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Oh, my God.
That is so awesome.
Can I have a picture with you?
This
yes,
is live
come
country.
Take a picture with me.
Yes, we are touching Squirrel Girl's tail live on the podcast.
Yes.
That sounds gross, right?
No.
No? There's nothing gross about you.
We've done grosser things already in the last
I might have rabies, minutes. But I'm part human, so...
Well, we just identified our
there's only one way
food,
to
food, so...
There's only one way to do that.
That's already good news.
That's awesome.
I'm back on the chair because Meredith's taking a selfie with Squirrel Girl.
Oh, no, I don't want a selfie. Can someone take a...
Yeah, I can take it.
Oh, get yourself a selfie yes. stick already.
I'm not... I don't like this. I think I got it.
Take it.
What a good...
Can I have a copy of this for personal reasons?
Oh. 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 Whoa. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa. Oh, over here.
Down.
Yeah, here's your phone.
Pop.
Nice, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye,
Squirrel Girl.
Bye.
Defeat Thanos.
We just had Squirrel Girl stop by. Hey, oh, so many guests.
Awesome.
And then, Corey Garza, no relation to Jesus Garza here.
No relation to Jesus.
He's hanging out. He's our toy expert.
Even if he was related to you, he would have admitted.
Juan Carlos just rollerbladed by.
Juan Carlos!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I mean, granted, I see him almost every day driving home from work, but still, it's something a lot more special when we're recording a podcast and he, like, rollerblades by.
The one from Skater just zips by.
Yeah. So good.
So,
who's Juan Carlos?
That rollerblader guy. He rollerblades on the corner of,
Are you, looking at any of the toys here?
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Those guys.
Look at these guys. Assholes. They're trying to ask questions and interview people.
Interviewing. You don't do that, right?
No.
I just talk to you.
It's interrogating.
It's just talk to you as a friend. That's
all. Yeah. Oh, what's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Have you bought any toys?
No, not here.
I haven't bought any toys either.
Yeah.
The comics are good. There's a bunch of good comic booths.
I don't read comics.
Oh.
Everybody knows that only nerds read comics.
I'm wearing a sports shirt today.
So. No, get out of here, Jock.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Go back to your locker room when your towel's next.
As soon as you walk out of the building, a bunch of nerds are going to push you down and kick you. They're going to beat you with LARPing weapons.
It's hilarious because, like, 5 years ago, you know, they'd be the ones would be like, the jocks would be like, nerds.
Oh, nerds. Yeah.
And then now we're like, can you be part of the nerds?
Yeah.
And now they're like, jocks.
Well, that's you just think like that what Chuck was talking about earlier, you know?
I love...
Like, the nerd stuff is pretty much the mainstream now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's at a point that somewhere here in the convention, there is a muscle shirt booth that does comic characters.
Yeah, the Flex comic.
Yeah, they're really cool, actually.
What is it? Under Armour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a booth dedicated to that. And as silly as I think that is, somewhere there's a nerd my size who has decided to wear one of those shirts.
Yes.
So like a 4X, like Under Armour.
Yeah. full man boob outline, just going to town. He probably bought it going, oh man, this has got Wonder Woman on it. I need it. And he's now walking around the con.
You're rebranding the man boobs as man pecs.
Man pecs?
Man pecs.
Oh.
It provides support.
Exactly.
The underarm.
Well, it's kind of like a koozie. Your beer goes on top of your gut in between your man tits. So it's a real trick.
I just spotted Brian from the Bri Fry podcast.
Hey. Oh, he's over here trying to take over our space.
I just came here to talk to Mare. I didn't want to see any of y'all. I don't like y'all.
Okay, well, we're busy right now. Mare's busy right now.
Yeah. This is kind of become the meta podcast because so many other podcasters have stopped by.
Yeah, we've just been like...
It's pretty tight. I'm pretty jealous.
It's like Spider-Man eating a pizza.
What?
This is the Spider-Verse.
Oh, is this pizza? Spidey pizza?
Spidey pizza. Sorry. Pizza I got distracted.
So, Brian.
At three, yeah. What? You want me to come over here?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
You can take my place, Brian.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do I have to climb under the table?
No, baby.
Go around that way.
I mean, because, you know, I'll stop under there for a little bit if you want
me to.
Go for it.
So, Bright Friend's going to go underneath the table and...
I'm just kidding.
Come on over here.
People my size should not be going under things like that.
Yes, thank you. And feel free to have me on whenever you need lady...
Plug stuff that you want to plug.
Yeah, plug...
Pop and Schlock podcast featuring Chibi Ronan. Come for the Chibi Ronan. Stay for the... We talk about movies. And sometimes comics, but mostly movies. And
so I'm the face of Pop and Schlock.
You what?
Who's the face of Pop and Schlock?
Oh, Chibi Ronan.
I'm just going to take it over and I'm going to be the face no matter what.
Yeah.
It's like, he has nothing to do with the podcast, but Jesus is the face.
It's just like the logo is like your face. You're like...
The other day...
You're just like the Porky Pig at the end of every Looney Tunes cartoon.
If it helps our case any, the other day Gene Ha referred to our podcast as a bunch of really, really smart people saying silly, silly things.
Aw, nobody says anything about our podcast. They just leave and never come back.
It's a bunch of dumb people saying dumb things.
But anyways, thanks for having me on. I love you all, and I will probably see you in like an hour. So
yeah,
we'll see you tonight for sure, though, right?
I hope so, if I can get in. I didn't buy a VIP pass.
Well, then just come early.
Yeah.
Well, the 8th Dimension party's early, too. I promise I would stop by and be supportive of that, too.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. What if I showed you Chibi Ronan? Look at him. Look at his face. Look at his little face. How can you say no? How can you say no to Chibi Ronan?
Because
how
can you say no to Chibi Ronan?
He accuses me of things.
Yeah.
How can you say no? Look at his face.
I don't like being accused.
Aww. Oh God. No.
Dude, he's underage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy.
Yeah.
All would be going to jail.
Metal Sonic! It's okay, there's hand sanitizer stations all over the place.
Where is he?
There's Metal Sonic and Robot Nick.
Oh my god.
You should. Totally, we can talk trash about...
What's you psychophile.
What's Chibi Ronan's favorite band?
Yeah, no, I was playing...
According to the picture from yesterday, brand new.
No, it'll be Creed.
Oh god!
Comic jokes.
Beautiful.
Knee slap.
Alright, we're gonna end the show before Brian Fryer comes
over. Right.
No. Yeah, thanks for coming! I'm in the sub at 9.
What is that?
I don't know.
Is that Meredith?
What is that?
Well,
that's
Meredith.
A bag. I think
she probably left.
This is a bag with an owl on it.
Yeah,
and she left the phone too.
The owl is watching.
It's not anymore.
Meredith's phone.
Audacity.
Now we have,
I love it.
This
leverage.
Is Brian Guanajuato.
I've
been
it right.
in that city. No, because I've been in that city.
Oh, okay. I've never been. The only place I've been outside of the U.S. is Canada. Because Mexico scares me. Like, I'm scared I won't come back.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty scary, honestly.
Actually, well, no, Guanajuato is actually a really, really nice colonial city.
Yeah, it's a tourist town.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also San Miguel that's close to it also. That has, like, a lot of people that go over there to actually, like, retire. But, I mean, that place has, like, the roads still paved, like, cobbled and stuff like that.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it's a bunch of old white people that actually live in there.
I would still feel way better, like, traveling to Mexico if there was this big
person. Yeah, me too.
Just in case.
Me too.
I'm very uncomfortable there, so don't take me with you.
Well, okay, so nowadays, I am very uncomfortable with it myself. Actually, my brother got his truck stolen. He ran over there to visit people.
And at first,
and he had like one of those brand new like Toyota.
So I was like, cruisers,
wow. Those and it was gone.
I just sold the dad.
Yeah, they just broke his leg and took the truck.
Whoa! I wasn't expecting that part.
I thought he like went into a place, came out, no truck.
No, it was like, hey, we're taking your truck and breaking your mom's bike.
Good God.
Mexico people.
That's the thing. Like David said to me, I don't even know what they're saying.
Come for the beautiful scenery. Stay because someone broke your legs and stole your thing. And that's why I don't go to Mexico. I go to Canada because it's safe and maple syrup.
Yeah.
There's nothing boring there. Have you ever been?
It's Diet America.
Diet America?
The best America, although more hungry.
Great taste, less filling.
It's clearly Canadian, though.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, no.
Clearly.
Every time I go, I develop an accent when I go there, and so I keep saying boots and stuff. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
A lot of crowd.
Did you guys hear that Clearly Canadian is coming back?
Yes, and I'm so excited.
You've never had
I didn't hear about that.
Do you know Clearly Canadian?
No,
it's that mineral water with flavor.
So it's water.
Mineral water, like it's fizzy water with like raspberry flavoring and stuff like that.
Okay.
Only 90s kids would know.
I just drink Ozarka, and that's kind of, or whatever the fountain has, you know. I drink Ozarka to empty the bottle and then just put whatever water I can find in it. I probably will. It's crazy. I'm really happy with this booth because you just see people going by and by.
Come in San Diego.
Hey, everyone. Hello. We're doing a podcast.
Nobody cares.
No. San Gabriel's Spelunky.
It's okay to
get really. Holy shit.
Oh, God, there's a baby. Look at these costumes.
I wish y'all could see these costumes. There's only one way. It's buying a ticket. $150
Samurai Bones.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I like that much better.
But look, you guys, we have buttons. They say not Bri-Fi Podcast on them. They're really cool. They have spaceships on them.
That's why we had like 100 of them and they already did.
Ah, it poked me. Ah!
Oh no!
Oh no! Don't buy these.
Don't sue us.
Bri-Fi is going to sue us now. I was a guest on your podcast and I got poked by one of your buttons. I'm suing.
This isn't unfair. I don't know how much to sue for it. $10?
This sounds good.
Would you guys settle out of court for $10?
we'll give you 15, we'll just drop them at her.
Alright, and a button. I want a free button. But no pin.
Oh my god.
No needle on it.
Note, those pins may or may not be poisoned. Look at the booth. We're taking over the podcast game.
One podcast at a time.
Poison, you like layer teams.
That's why I haven't seen any other podcasters walking around. I've been worried. Like, I was like, I don't see anyone. I only see y'all.
We have our ribbons.
I think so.
Yeah, we have ribbons.
I don't have a ribbon.
We have a podcast.
I
feel special because there's like no other like media that gets a ribbon.
So I was like,
yeah, because they get press badges.
Bloggers do. We aren't cool enough to get press passes, but we got a ribbon.
Yeah,
ribbon.
That's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah, it's.
I'm gonna cover mine up so you can't.
Whatever, Bri-Fry, we hate you now.
I can't help
you.
You
got a press pass.
It's not about the pass, guys. It's about how much fun you have with what you get. I don't even know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's like we invited you on and it's like bullying you.
No, this is exactly what I do and this is exactly what I expect.
Well, there's four of us and one of you. So we get to gang up on you.
That's okay. That just shows how much you guys respect me because it took four of you.
Your sports hat.
Yeah, it's a good
jock.
You're sitting there with your sports shirt, your little H, star, Astros.
This is retro, so it's in.
Oh, see, my star is retro.
No, they use that now.
New shirt to me.
This is Jeff Bagwell.
But,
he's retro now.
Look, it almost looks...
Only 90 kids will know. 90s kids.
Oh, when did he actually retire?
What's up?
When did Bagwell actually retire?
I have one of the 2000s. Yeah, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Some millennials might know who it is.
Yeah,
he's got to be.
Video,
he has to be like, you know, like a trivia question on something.
Not 100% accurate.
I don't know.
Someday he'll be on Jeopardy.
So
we've got a.
We got a Jeff.
Let me Jeff, then I'll let you guys close it out.
No, stay with us.
Yeah,
stay
with us.
I got to go find my wife. I lost her.
somebody lost significant others.
Let me take this over real quick by plugging all my stuff since we're here. I'm Brian from the Bri-Fi Podcast, guys. I'll be on at 3 p.m., which is like, what time is it?
You're on 2. Yeah, you're on after the next one.
So in an hour, I'm going to be on. So come back here. That purple bag, there's stuff in there that I want to give to people. And I'm talking like comics and an Air Hogs helicopter.
Oh,
Just mouth drop. So come back at 3 p.m. I'll be here talking about current events and comics and whoever. I'll just talk about people. I'll probably talk mess to everyone.
While we really rely on quality for our shows, not giveaways.
Quality content.
Press badge.
Yeah.
Oh. I got a ribbon.
Yeah.
I got those two. I got a blue ribbon. First place.
Also, Ryan here. I'm going to start a Rye Fry podcast.
Rye Fry. All fried rice. All fried. Yes.
So, Oh, Asian. Go, Brian. Yes.
All right, so...
tacos.
Thank you very much to everybody that came by. Yeah. Corey, Meredith, Jake, Fry Fry.
Chuck.
Yeah. Especially Chuck, because he's a celebrity and nobody else is, except for us.
We don't care about Johnny from the World Pod.
Oh, Johnny from the World Pod and stuff. So this was a lot of fun. On behalf of myself and Rex, Sean, and Ryan, goodbye, Space City, from Comic Blues.
See you at Nils Bar tonight.
And back to your boring recorded one where we think everything over instead of throwing us to the lions and having us live. This is the post-Comic Palooza show.
I can't yell at people and be like, hey, get hype, and then no one will be like, I'm just going to anger my wife who's in the other room.
Yeah.
We can all yell at her.
How much like moon drugs did we have right before that?
Man, I was so high on mood drugs when I stepped out of my house today. It was like, everything was like water.
Yeah, man. I feel like I'm underwater.
So, thanks for coming out to BetaCon, those of you that did. It was a very crazy time.
And, I told you BetaCon. Hashtag BetaCon is real.
Yeah. No, that was... I like how we indoctrinated the new shirtless society of beer drinkers there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I was showing people on my camera because Jen, Jesus, your fiance, is the borrowed my camera taking pictures of us while we were drinking, and it was crazy because we're taking photos, doing the drinking, and then shots happened. You could see that through the photos, and then several photos after the shots happened, we were all shirtless. But right. Jameson, man.
I think it should become like a customary thing. If you come drink beer with us when we have our beer tastings, you have to be shirtless.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
That's fair.
You let your pores breathe so you can enjoy the beer.
No, like the cool air awakens your senses.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you put wine in that weird bottle that you let it breathe. You let your body breathe before you consume beer.
But apparently the moon drugs were bumping, like everybody was buying them, which I didn't think was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, they were a hit. If you didn't try them, apparently they're very good. And apparently each bartender had their own recipe, which is really neat. It's got that gotta catch them all kind of collectability to it.
Gotta drink them all.
Gotta snort it all.
Drugs.
Well, the bartenders were Pokemon themed. Like everybody at Neil's bar,
Neil had that Misty outfit that was pretty great.
Oh yeah, good old Neil, our host, our gracious host, was dressed up as Misty. Mm-hmm. It was glorious.
He was a great Misty.
So, aside from feeling really, really shitty on Sunday, anything cool happen?
Oh man!
Actually, Sean, you got to go to the Gotham panel on Sunday, didn't you?
Oh yeah. That was Sunday. I'm like, the entire weekend was such a blur. I got invited to go up there and sit in with the press for the Gotham panel. It was really great seeing the actors and kind of hearing their passion about the show that I honestly hadn't given it a shot yet. It was enough to kind of make me want to go through and definitely start checking it out. My favorites on the panel, though, it's like was definitely seeing Donal Loge, best known as Steve from the Tower of Steve, and him just basically, you know, wax poetic about the character of Harvey Bullock in the Batman universe, like up close and personal, was a real treat. You know, he's like one of those actors that is really like a thinky actor, and like him and Sean Pertwee, I believe, the guy who plays Alfred. They had a real good chemistry back and forth. And so they tossed back and forth and tossed back and forth. And the guy on the end, who's, Chris found me later, I guess, for forgetting this, but he plays Edward Nygma on the show. He would get his shots in, you know, when he could. And at the end, you had the two, at the other opposite end, you had the two younger actors, the girl who plays Catwoman, you know, she's only like 15, so she was kind of just like a little mousy and quiet, you know, waiting for her opportunities to kind of speak up in her squeaky voice. It was just kind of funny, like, seeing someone like that, like, oh, ah, that's totally, like, the opposite of a Catwoman, or what a Catwoman will become, but she was adorable. Like, she was just happy to be there, and she's got, like, really frizzy hair, and it just, she was just bouncing around and stuff like that.
That's pretty neat that you got to sit up there, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have, like, a good rapport with the crowd. My favorite kind of moment kind of came when this person kind of went to ask a question, and she's like, I want to ask it to the guy who plays Alfred. I'm really bad with names. And then they all just like kind of started ragging on her. It's like, we know your name, Amber.
Like,
why can't you learn our names, huh?
I thought you were special? A fan of the show.
Yeah, that's funny, though. All in all, though, I think this was a great con.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, Comicpalooza really stepped it up this year and followed through. I honestly didn't see a lot of problems happening. And God bless Comicpalooza for putting those aisle numbers.
Oh, the aisle numbers are genius.
Yeah, that was because really awesome. Because we kept
trying to look for each other. And we're like, oh, I'm between 800 and 700. And then we found each other, like, quickly. Instead of, like, yeah, I'm near the Bedrock boot. Where's the Bedrock boot?
I don't know. Front?
Yeah, that, and I really liked how they had dedicated entrance and exits this year to the dealer's room and everything. Like, it really made navigating, getting in there and everything a lot better than it has been in the past.
It came a long way since when Comicpalooza tried the whole IKEA layout, which made you force you to go through Artist Alley. That really evolved since then. What is it, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, but I mean, it's cool to see that evolution. I mean, we've been there every year and see them basically grow up. And I think they finally got something going. The guests are great. And I mean, a lot of people are bringing like their A game on their cosplay too.
Yeah. Yep.
What is a really great
cosplay there?
Yep.
What's that?
What was your kind of favorite cosplay that you saw there?
I mean, I didn't see anything that like, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. He's great. The Mexican Child Calvin and with Hobbs.
Oh, yes, that was Sunday. Cute.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We went to Missouri and I saw Goldie, and after seeing his like Evangelion 01, this guy's like the world's like best like mecha cosplayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so after seeing that, it kind of left everyone behind for now. But no, there were some really creative ones too. Like Ryan said, Obi-Wan was probably like one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like it when people got a little goofy with their cosplays. Some guy had a Frank out from the movie Frank.
Yeah,
he's the head.
I saw a couple of those Franks actually.
It was the same one.
I saw one that was crossed with Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, he was the same one.
Okay.
Yeah, he was Frank on Saturday and Frankie Krueger on Sunday.
One that I didn't see that I wanted to was a good Spider-Gwen, but apparently everyone else saw them, and I was like the only one that was always turned in the wrong direction.
That was a cosplayer. I saw her sign, and she was dressed as Spider-Gwen on her sign, but I didn't see her dressed as Spider-Gwen.
I thought you meant that you saw them, but they weren't good enough for you.
I didn't see an IRL.
One of the Sean was like, I didn't see a good, well done Spider-Gwen. I thought he was saying that he saw them, but they weren't like good enough for his judgment.
I know. Next year, I'll have to go as my own Spider-Gwen. Swap Spider-Gwen. Spider-Gwen.
I saw a few ladies wearing the Spider-Gwen hoodie. It's just a hoodie. It looks cool, but not the full outfit.
Yeah, and it seems the mask, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go as Silk.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, the original Silk would just have the spider thread around your
body. I'm just going to put Saran wrap around my crotch.
And then when you see a Spider-Man, you just start humping that Spider-Man.
It'd be valid.
Yeah, exactly. Pheromones, you know.
Oh, Sean and I got a pair of Wrestleroos.
Yep.
Which are wrestling underwear.
I'm wearing them right now.
That's like 3 days in a row, dude.
They're really good. Shut up.
Which one did you get?
I got the blue Ric Flairs.
Oh, so you can be like, woo.
Yeah, it can be Clash of Champions.
I got the Ultimate Warrior ones, so I can gorilla press my fiance onto... Never mind.
I can't gorilla press. All I can do is lock legs.
God.
And touch chests.
Yeah.
So here you go.
And strut.
And they took up the whole George R. Brown, and it's... Man, did a lot of walking.
Well, that was... Like, the first time I walked into that dealer's room, it was just, like, completely overwhelming. I got a little scared at first. I'm still, like, because on Sunday, like, when we walked the entire con floor, it took us about 3 to 4 hours to, like, walk the whole thing, and I'm still convinced that I didn't see everything.
We didn't. I'm pretty sure I didn't fully explore the gaming area with, like, the games, like, the, I think that there was like laser tag, all that, like just past the dealer's area. I did not go past that because I was like,
Don't worry, we took care of it on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Which we'll go back to that later on.
I didn't even see like some of the artist people that we know, like Chris Foreman.
I never saw him. You know, I didn't see him. I didn't see James Ferry. Who else did I see?
You saw Isaiah once.
Yeah.
I mean, we usually see him all the time, but it's so big that we only ran into him once. Same with Devin Kraft, which we always
secretly got
with.
Like several tables.
And then we forgot to talk Danger Fire with John David Guerra. And he was upset about that.
Yeah, I saw that. Moto.
I like how John David Guerra is like all into NXT just like right when we're getting all into NXT wrestling. It's like, we should just have, like, a podcast for NXT now.
What else did I buy between... Oh, I got Katie Cook to paint myself and my fiancé, which is really cool. Yeah. That's going to go on our wedding invitations.
Sweet.
What else happened? It was such a blur.
That big thing you bought? The first thing you bought?
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about that in the live call.
Yeah, we did.
But if you want me to repeat it, yes, I bought a Nishikawa painting of Kamen Rider 1, which I could not believe he had and just ran in there. I was going to buy a Kevin Eastman sketch, but he wanted $250 for it.
$250?
Yeah, because it was a sketch of Donatello. On the issue where Donatello dies.
Quote unquote die.
I think he's dead.
You think Donatello's straight up dead?
They've been saying that.
I mean, come on. Like, the Ninja Turtles have been through some weird stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't sell enough merchandise, so they're going to kill him off.
I mean, Donatello doesn't sell merchandise.
He invents everything.
What?
He is the merchandise.
Yes, exactly. He is the merchandise. He invented all the vehicles.
He also invents like a bunch of enemies.
That's like killing off the Yellow Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That happened in real life.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Apologies. That wasn't a tasteless joke. I just didn't know.
Sean genuinely didn't know. Please forgive him. Real quick before like we start winding it down and all that, I went to GameStop today because they told me there was a rumor about Amiibos actually getting there.
I didn't believe that email was a forgery. Don't believe the email.
It's totally not gonna happen. I kind of wanted to go anyways, just to check it out, just in case. Sean, you work at GameStop. I feel so sorry for you on the 29th.
No, you don't, because nothing's happening on the 29th. What are you talking about? It's a hoax. It's fake. Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
For those who
Reddit is just a canal of neckbearded, you know, losers who live in their basements and just nothing's happening on the 29th involving Amiibos. Please, for the love of God.
Sean, All right. For those who were working from home because the water outside his apartment was too high and just been watching the news all day, what's going on the 29th?
The 29th is the big release date for all the newest amiibos.
Oh, the wave 5 or wave 4 or whatever.
It was leaked in an internal memo to GameStop about the quantities that each store was getting, apparently.
I mean, I didn't see that. I didn't see that memo. But what was the what was the quantities?
Never mind.
No, I want to know.
Here, let me put it this way. Hold out your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many fingers are on that hand?
Oh Lord.
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Why Nintendo? Why are you creating this?
Because they can't. Okay. These things plan them out like a year in advance, right?
Yeah.
And so they can't just be like, oh, we made 100 units of this, we need 80,000 more.
Yeah, but that's such a Japanese executive mm-hmm. way of thinking. It's like, this is what we planned, this is what we're gonna execute.
No. The same way that action figures are rare. Like, okay, Black Widow for the Captain America Marvel Legends last year was super duper scarce because there was one per case and people wanted them.
Yeah, but there weren't even cases in
them. Yeah, there's no case. Wait. They're just straight up like...
No. But no, there are cases. That's why you have all those leftover, like, you know, Mega Mans and like Links and everything else. Well, so no, like with that one, it took them maybe 8 months to be able to put two in each case, and by the time they put two in each case, nobody really wanted it.
Hmm.
You know, and so this demand, it's like, hey, we want this to they planned out 100, even though they needed 1,000, or they didn't foresee the need for 1,000, and so they went ahead and ordered 100.
Yeah, but can't they make their manufacturing a little bit more maneuverable and say, hey, look, our demand.
The Chinese are like, no, you already asked for this. We're going to ship this out later on. Because they have a set schedule right now. They already know what amiibos are coming. Like, every quarter they have to have certain amiibos out. They can't just shove in an order for 1,000 more all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You see? So they have to exhaust the orders that are in right now and then put in an order for, like, you know, a restock of a bunch more. They did try doing the Marth amiibos, which is one of like the sculpt ones.
No, see, and that's the thing. Like that is an example of one that they went back to reissue, and then the quantities that they sent out for the reissues was just embarrassingly low, even then.
Because that's probably how many they could like get in there, and squeezing it out in time.
If you're gonna get into like toy manufacturing, you need to bring a bigger boat.
Yep.
Yeah. Just,
You can't say you're gonna get into something, and then just like totally undershoot all of your, you know, goals and expectations and plans and stuff like that. Like, I get like they didn't want to like make too many, but it's like, it's kind of like they should have, you know, erred on the side of prosperous business rather than just making our money back.
Was like
whatever. I'm gonna take the box, hit it with a gallon of gasoline, and stick a flare inside.
I always saw amiibos are like, in lack of a better word, marketing tools for games. Like, hell, I have this amiibo. I wasn't gonna get the game, but this amiibo would probably unlock something for that game. Probably will get the game.
And you get the game, and it unlocks nothing.
Well, I mean, that's a thing, though. I like, if I have the amiibo and I'm on the fence about that game, I'd probably get it just because I have the amiibo.
What a weirdo.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, that's... no, really, because I have this thing. I have this thing that could unlock something else that no one else will get. Why just get the game, too? Because you already have the DLC before you get the game. Might as well get the game.
Why are we arguing about dolls?
Exactly. Where's the articulation?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're just statues.
I'm just gonna burn my little Mac that I have now.
I'm just gonna take the microchips and put them on the bottom of pop figures.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Well, everybody pray for Sean on the 29th. I know he's going to get a lot of people in there being very angry.
Mm-hmm. You need a Splatoon gun so you can shoot them with ink.
Yeah. I'm going to be posting the list of what I have on the door before I even open. Just so, like, all the amiibo hunters can, like, stab each other out in the street before they come into my store.
You should... Yeah, you should just have, like, an iPad with, like, updating numbers just right next to the counter. So they can walk in the house, look at the iPad.
It's not even worth getting the technology. It's like one person... It's like two people are like, all right, we're sold out. Yes. All right, between these two people, they bought enough to sell everything out.
Oh, you know that thing that says, welcome to GameStop. All your activities are being watched. They should change that to, welcome to GameStop. We have... this many amiibos. We have one this amiibo, and we have zero these amiibos. Thank you for your business.
Welcome to GameStop. Like, we have zero amiibos.
Yeah.
Please buy a Diddy Kong.
All right. Well, that's the 29th. That's what's going on. On Sunday or Monday, excuse me. I forgot it was a 4-day con, and everything just blurs together when you're there. Sean and I decided to trek back there after a couple of hours of sleep and managed to score some really cool interviews. You're going to hear interviews in a little bit from Joel Hodgson from Mr. Science Theater 3000, an embarrassing interview I did with Dana Snyder where I dropped internet lingo. I said backtrace from the You Done Goofed video.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Backtrace is such a niche internet word. No.
It is. And he was like, what does backtrace mean? And I'm like, oh, God, what did I do?
And you had to explain about this guy with the internet police and his daughter.
I didn't even deal with it. I mean,
it's a rabbit hole trying to explain that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we had an interview with the guys from CryptoArt, which is really, really cool. As you're going to hear later, it's basically a wallet for Bitcoin or Dogecoin or Darkcoin or what else is there out there? Well, anyways, you can hold all your digital currency in it.
Warcraft Gold.
What's up? What'd you say?
Everyone just be like quiet for like 10 seconds so you can find the piece.
I started recording like 10 seconds ago. Thanks, Sean. But what other coins do they have? What digital currency? Like Doge, Bit, Litecoin, and Darkcoin.
They have World of Warcraft gold. You can farm that.
So you have two keys.
No, yeah. but it's really cool.
This painting is worth two level 70 warlocks.
but it's a really cool system. Check those guys out. I think they're just cryptoart.com. And what else did we do on Monday, Sean? We watched Mad Max.
Oh, finally. Yeah.
How was it?
All right, what y'all think about Mad Max?
I liked it too.
Right?
I wanted to hug him at the end of the movie.
He didn't see it. And he didn't.
I don't
know. Well, who here has not seen it? Have you seen it, Rex?
I still have not seen it. I'm going to do that this weekend.
Ryan, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Let's all spoil it for Rex right now.
Okay. Oh.
So at the end, Mad Max is people.
Oh, man.
I like it because it's called Fury Road. And Charlize Theron's character is named Furiosa.
Yeah, and... it's not really spoiling much, but it's a giant chase movie, and it's great because it's just like it's just a giant chase, which is, and I did not notice, but one of the war boys is actually Nicholas Holt, who is a Beast from the X-Men, the newer X-Men.
Oh, wow. And then
he's almost a Beast boy.
Yes.
And then the main chick that they're looking for, she's actually not Charlize Theron, but she's actually I think she was like my fiance was like, that's a Victoria's Secret model, because she's used to work at Victoria's Secret.
They're all Victoria's Secret models. They're so beautiful.
But yeah, so it's a really, really good movie. It's full of action the whole time. I was like, what is going on?
Oh,
I
did love you, this. Hey, did y'all also notice in the drum car, that's what I'm going to call it, the drum car, whenever it's in the scene and there's the soundtrack going, it matches up. Yeah, the metal machine. It matches up to what the guy's playing. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah. And
I thought it was supposed to happen, though.
Well, I guess so. Like, but I thought it was that was really cool, and that drum car thing is really, really cool though.
Yeah. What if the movie was just happening in the guitarist's head? That's what he was seeing in his head.
Yeah. You know what though? I mean, as good as this movie is, I don't think this movie had any right to be good, namely because it's been in development hell for like what, 20 to 30 years, been rewritten a lot of times. Yeah, been rewritten a bunch of times. And when that happens in Hollywood, you get a crap movie.
Also, not only that, like, the director, like, hasn't done an action movie since the last Mad Max movie.
What are you talking about? Making... Babe was an action movie.
I guess. Like,
it created actions in my heart that made me cry.
There was animal wrangling.
Yeah. So do you think it might have been because Hollywood maybe was scared to make such a big movie with, like, because there's some things on here that some people might not want to see as a major action movie. And I know, like Mad Max and Mad Max and the Thunderdome had some of those scenes in it. But as Mad Max was getting bigger, it's stuff that people might not want to see or might not expect in a major action movie.
Well, I think a lot of people are so desensitized at this point. It's just like, I don't know what you thought was like so bad in that movie that like hasn't been done in like every Saw or Hostel movie.
Well, yeah. Because I don't know if like Saw or Hostel is the same. Because I mean, there's gore flicks like Saw and Hostel, and you know, Human Centipede and stuff like that. Then there's action movies.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of gore. I appreciate that it's an R-rated movie. They didn't hold anything back.
No, and I mean, I'm not saying I'm against it, but maybe that's why it was left in developmental hell. I don't know.
Yeah, because we want to make it PG-13 so everyone can watch it. Like, no, this movie's gonna be like this. Or, but I'm glad it is what it is. Or
it might have been the cinematography might have been too advanced too, because some of those shots are gorgeous.
They are, and they're all, I think, all, if not all, almost all are practical effects.
Yeah, it really does look like it.
Yeah, so I mean,
we 3 out of 4 thumbs up, 1 no opinion from Rex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no opinion. Rex will like it, whatever, it's good.
Yeah.
I have 3 out of 4 thumbs.
Yeah.
6 4. 3 people saw it and we each have 2 thumbs.
Okay, 6 out of 8.
No, that still doesn't
All I'm saying, though, also, I really like the badass grandmas. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. Those grandmas.
They were badass.
They were tough. Yes, they were. They were
tough.
We do recommend going to see it. Rex, get your ass to watch it as soon as possible.
Yep. That's my plan.
So we're going to go ahead and wind down the show. We spent like 10 minutes talking about Amiibos.
Damn you, Amiibos.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sean, but
I've given up. I'm not going to buy any more Amiibos, to be honest.
Good. Everyone should give up.
I don't know those crocheted yarn Yoshi ones. I kind of do want one.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, no, Mother resist. I'm over. I'm over Amiibos because of Nintendo being weird.
It better not make me sell those crocheted Yoshis. Or I swear, I'm gonna put like a little hair in each one of them.
Hair from where?
Don't worry about it.
Sean, no, okay.
Oh, man. No, I feel his pain. Someone broke into the Target back room to steal all the Amiibos that were coming.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty crazy. But like we mentioned earlier, following this, you're going to hear 3 interviews. Joel Hodgson, Dana Snyder, and then Crypto Art. But we'd like to give a big thank you to Comicpalooza for putting on a great show. Thank you to Neil's Bar for hosting us on an amazing weekend.
Thank you, Neil.
Yes, thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Ming, I guess.
Yeah, thank you, Ming, for coming around and getting shirtless with us. Yes. And then thank you to everybody that showed up to the live show. That was really cool. We didn't expect to have a crowd out there. And all our fellow podcasters that had a weekend out there, you know, hope it was well.
Guys, with that, I really want to do more live podcasts because that was so much fun.
Yeah, it was.
That was really good. Yeah.
No, but we hope our fellow podcasters had a great weekend as well. I guess we're going
to
be signing
Thanks to Chuck Huber for being on.
Oh, Mr. Chuck Huber. We will have your wife on the show soon, so she can have a rebuttal to everything that you said.
I really thought you were going to say,
girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend. Sorry.
Also, Chuck, I'm sorry, but when I bought art from her, I didn't look her in the eyes. I'm so sorry. I really apologize. And she just, like, threw money at her and said, I want the alien one. And, like, averting my gaze. I could not avert my gaze. Give me the art. Yes.
So thanks so much to Chuck also. We have a lot of guests planned, you know, coming up because of Comicpalooza. And our next convention, which we will be doing a live podcast there, is going to be Classic Games Fest in Austin. It's July 25th, 26th, I believe.
Yep.
That is 2 months from now.
Yeah, 2 months from now. So we have a month to do whatever we want, and you guys have to listen to us, and then we have to go to Classic Games Fest after that.
And then talk to Lord
British. It's going to be sweet.
Oh, yeah, Lord British is going to be there. That's going to be awesome.
So everyone play Ultima from now until the
20th. Yeah, you've got 2 months. You might be able to finish the first two Ultima games.
Ryan, when you meet him, you have to talk in your, like, horrible British accent the whole time.
Hello, Lord British.
Yes.
I love your stuff. I played Ultima Online a long time ago.
Fucking perfect.
I did play Ultima Online. I think that was my first, like, MMO-ish game.
Oh my god, say Ultima in British again.
Ultima Online?
Oh man. Alright, so...
It's gonna punch me in the face so hard.
Joel Hodgson coming up, Dana Snyder, and then after that, Crypto Art. On behalf of Rex, Sean, Ryan, and myself, good night, Space City.
Everything is theoretical at this point, but hopefully, yes.
Lastly, watching that stuff. Second question, basically, have you ever kind of encountered or talked with the guys that you miss Master Pancake Theater?
Yeah, of course. Those guys are friends of mine. I've done a bunch of shows with them. I did a show here in Houston. I think we may have done Houston, a bunch in Austin. I'm trying to think where else, but all through Alamo Draft House. So we did a bunch of, I think I've done at least, like, riffed about 4 or 5 movies with those guys. I really like them.
What was the last movie y'all riffed together?
You know what? We were doing Bond movies, so I can't really remember, but it was kind of like the audience choice, so they got to pick out of what they knew about Bond movies, and then we riffed on them.
Well, the kind of unique thing about the Master Pancake is, like, they will do, like, kind of, like, re-edits of the movie, right? Like, re-edits. Because I remember seeing them do a Back to the Future. They kind of, like, cut some stuff together.
I never did any of that. I don't know what that... I don't know what they're doing there. I think they're kind of bending the rules of movie riffing, if you ask me, for editing a movie. But I wouldn't put it past them. I'm sure they do, yeah.
And actually, my final question... As far as, like, you know, Shout Factory goes, like, you guys keep putting out the, you know, volumes of DVDs. Are there still any episodes that are kind of considered lost because people are kind of going over rights or?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think how many we put out. I think it's likely 120 of the almost 200 episodes have been released. I get the feeling there might be, I know for a fact that there are some that we, that are not available right now.
Yeah.
But they're constantly kind of doing the excavating work on finding the people who own the rights to these films and making deals with them. But yeah, they're still planning. I know for a fact that they're intending to put out more box sets because I just got, you know, a royalty check in advance because they did it. So I know that more are coming.
Well, I love those boxes because you have, like, the artwork that goes with them. And I guess it opens it all up for, like, Netflix, too.
Actually, all the episodes are on Vimeo right now. Vimeo. So they migrated. I think we had most of them on Netflix last year, and Vimeo just made a deal. So I bet you there's at least 80 of them on Vimeo now that you can rent or buy.
All right.
Indefinitely.
So you can start building the digital collection.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow, just like Star Wars. They're getting up there.
It is just like Star Wars when you think about it.
Well, it's a great series to kind of, like, you just, like, turn on and just, like, remember, like, some of the old classic riffs, you know.
Yeah.
I guess if I could just have like one more, I guess, quick question. Like, what would you say your favorite episode of the post-Joel MST3K would be?
Oh, that's easy. There's I love Space Mutiny is really great. Final Sacrifice, Werewolf. There's just a ton of them, but those are the ones that I've seen that. You know, I do Turkey Day every year for the last 2 years, and I get, you know, kind of canvas the fan base and go, what movies do you think I should do? And so that gives me a chance to go back and screen a bunch of my old episodes and a bunch of Mike's old episodes. And so I get to see them, but those guys are great. They did a really good job.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, awesome.
I'm all ears.
All right. So the first question is, I know you're going to...
Wait a minute.
Oh.
I got a better idea.
Let's do it.
First off, hold off this. Come on. Don't just hog the mic.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three answers first, see if I've correctly figured out your questions. Okay, number one, answer to number one question is, it was a very moving moment. I'll always remember it. Gazpacho. Answer number two question. The check's in the mail. Answer number three. No, you don't look fat in those shorts.
All right. So my first question was.
Is that close? Was I?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Wait. My first question was. How did you enjoy my last bowel movement, and what food does it most closely resemble?
Spot. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you have very runny, loose stools.
Exactly.
This is a problem of yours. You haven't had a solid bowel movement over 5-6 years.
I have not.
Because you eat nothing but very hot salsa with green chilies. It's burned your insides up.
Of course.
You've had two intestine replacement surgeries and still no luck.
And
you have just copper tubing in there now to save you the pain.
And then the second question is, where's my money? The check is in the mail.
Check's in the mail, yes.
That's correct.
See, I thought you were saying, where did you... Your question was, where was that Czechoslovakian guy that we killed and we cut up and put in a box? And then I said the check's in the mail. I'm shipping it back to Czechoslovakia.
Well, if I could have backtraced that and asked, you know, where the money that you owe me for shipping the body out was...
Backtraced? What's that mean, backtraced? Trace my back?
Yeah.
I lay on the ground, you do like the body outline around me? When I'm on my back? All right, good.
Exactly. And the other one was, how do you feel about Harry Shearer leaving The Simpsons? And you have just answered about my shorts, so that's cool.
Oh, all right. It was 2 for 3.
There you go. So.
I mean, I'm shocked. I can't believe they're going to continue to do The Simpsons without him.
I know.
Because
20 voices
is,
gone?
Yeah, and it's like, it's been 25 years or whatever. Like, just end it. I understand you don't want to end it, and like I don't want him to end it, but if he's not going to do it, because who wants to be that guy to do his all Harry Shearer's voice?
That's what I was going to ask, is would you ever consider it?
Listen, if they called me tomorrow, I'd leave right now. I'd get out of here right now and run to the airport myself if they're like, well, we want you to do all those voices. Of course, but can you imagine how weird that'd be going into a room with these guys who've worked together for 25 years, and you're the new guy who they don't like because you're not the guy they've been doing the thing with for 25 years.
And then there's going to have that really slight offness on the voice. Like when...
Everyone who watches the show is going to hate you because you're not the guy. The people who run the show, who the other voices, they hate you because you're not Harry Shearer. Everyone's going to hate you because you're not Harry Shearer, except like the Fox executive who decided to just keep doing it without him. They don't need him. You remember like a couple years ago, well, it was a while ago, but they were going to like, everyone was asking for more money on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
So they like literally were going to recast the whole Simpsons cast because they wanted too much money. They wanted like, whatever, $30 an episode instead of $20. They're like, you guys realize we only make $100 million an episode? We can't afford to pay you all this money. I mean, they should pay all those guys $5 million an episode. They're making, you know how much money they make off that thing?
Yeah.
But... Then at the last minute, they didn't do it. They smartened up. But this should be the same thing.
Exactly.
All or nothing. Everybody is in it or nobody's in it.
Is that why you're leaving Aquatine Hunger Force? Because they didn't pay you?
They've asked for $75 an episode. They told me no. I said, well, then I can't do it. I can't afford to. It's costing me more in gas to drive it there and record it than what you'll ever pay me. And they said, take a hike. And I said, go F yourself. And then Keith Crawford and I got in a pretty big fist fight about it. And then he said, fine, there's no more Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I said, well, fine, I think you're stupid anyway. And I think this whole show's stupid. And I never even wanted to do it. So in your face, how about that? And then he said, well, I think you're stupid too. And everything you've ever done is stupid. And then we both started crying. And we hugged each other. We made up. But then he's like, bud, seriously, we're not going to do Aqua Teen anymore.
Yeah.
I said, all right, that's fine. Because I still want that $75 an episode. So he didn't get me.
So
as a result.
So Aqua Teen is ending. And
that's right.
We must all watch it, right?
That's right. The final season's called Aqua Teen Hunger Force Forever. That's the name of the show now. It's got an amazing opening. I recorded the last episode like 4 days ago. I was in Atlanta. I came here right after. The last episode's awesome. It's very fulfilling. If you're a fan, you will be very fulfilled with the end of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. A lot of people come back who have been in other episodes. It's sort of a family reunion, a very extremely dysfunctional family reunion. An idiotic family reunion. But I think everybody who's a fan of it will watch it and feel satisfied that it's closure. It's not a Sopranos ending with just fades to black and nobody knows what really happened. There's a finality to it. And it's a double episode, double length. Then we'll probably immediately do the movie because everyone will watch it and they'll be like, wow, we got more viewers of the final episode of Aqua Teen than the Oscars. I guess we got to do the movie, second movie.
And then 25 years later, Aqua Teen on Ice.
We'll have Irving and Kenneth Feld are doing the Aqua Teen on Ice. spectacular. It's hitting arenas around the country.
Or malls? Like malls?
Yeah, we're going to do a mall tour also. we're going to be visiting every Sonic. We have a tie-in with Sonic. And those two guys that are always talking in the car in the Sonic commercials. You know what I'm talking about? I do. I know exactly what you're talking about. I dated both of them. They're a hate.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Snyder. So,
thank you.
It's a pleasure meeting you. We're here with Troy Fierno with Crypto Art, which is a really cool concept. I'm not still grasping the whole of it, so we're going to have him explain what crypto art is.
Sure. Crypto art is actually a fine art wallet. So it is the coolest way to store your Bitcoin. So how it works is if you're looking at it, it looks like an art print. It's a really nice high-end G clay. And we go out and we commission the top artists that we can find. As an example, we have Xavier Thomas, who's done some stuff for Assassin's Creed and Far Cry and everything. So if you're looking at the art piece, you'll see it has a QR code on it. That QR code is actually your Bitcoin address. If you have a Bitcoin mobile wallet, you can send money to that address and it will be on the art piece. Now, the idea there is that it becomes cold storage at that point. So it's a safe way to store your Bitcoin away from hackers. And if you ever want to retrieve that Bitcoin, you turn the art piece over and on the back of the art piece, there's a security sticker. And you pull that sticker off, and under there is it's called a private key. It's like a password, and you can go to an online Bitcoin service or exchange like Coinbase, and you could type that password in, and you can pull the money off of the art piece. So the idea here is it kind of becomes this interesting type of leveraged investment, like a merger of art, technology, and money. So your art piece can go up in value, or your Bitcoin can go up in value, and so it's kind of an interesting, fun way to enjoy your Bitcoin in physical form.
Now, some of the pieces have different, value, do they?
Yes.
I mean, do they come integrated with already?
We sell them unloaded, so they don't have a currency on them yet. But you'll notice every image we have has three different sizes. We have a small size that's 8.5 by 11 that'll fit a ready-made frame. And that has a denomination on it. Now, that's actually a suggested amount of Bitcoin or whatever digital currency to store on the art piece. Now, you can store $1 million on it if you wanted to. It's kind of crazy, but you could.
Yeah.
And then if you look at our larger pieces, the sign will say infinity. And the idea there is that is your permanent kind of your wall safe at home, kind of something you enjoy either in your office, your home office, or your living room or whatever, and then you can just kind of put you could put some Bitcoin on it, or heck, you could have a party in your house and make all your friends give you some Bitcoin for a cover fee or something, you know, something fun, you know, just kind of a fun way to store your Bitcoin in your house. And the idea is that, you know, you're not going to be trading it around, and you can put it whatever you want to. But the smaller ones are meant to be collected and traded, and you know, at some point we're readying this for retail, and we're hoping to have small amounts of digital currency on them that you'll be able to purchase in some sort of retail capacity.
Oh, that's cool. So what's the going rate right now for one Bitcoin?
$238 per Bitcoin.
Ooh. I should have gone on that boat a long time ago.
I know. Had you purchased a few years ago, you'd be retired. How do we all know that?
These would be great to, like, buy and then start putting money into for an estate. Yes. So when you pass away, like, all your grandchildren are there. It's like, right. We leave you this painting, and they look at it like, we have no idea what this painting
is. The one nerdy kid is like, oh, thank you, Grandpa. Yeah.
Well, I love the idea that, you know, historically, people would give somebody, like, a savings bond that would mature for $50 in 18 years. So, you know, I think of, hey, why not give them a piece of crypto art, put $5 on it, and then see where that ends up in 18 years. You know?
Exactly. So now they're going to be like, you gave me a nickel.
Yeah. Or, you know, you wait like hundreds of years, and that's like a treasure hunt. You
right,
know?
Right.
The last crypto art.
So, I mean, do you think Bitcoins are the future?
I totally do. I think digital currency, I think it's the beginning of private money. I think you'll see all sorts of these types of cryptocurrencies emerge, and some of them are called app coins, where they have different types of utility. So, you know, Bitcoin derived its value from its utility, its ability to act as a currency better than any currency in history. But now it's deriving its value from the information that it stores inside the blockchain, and how embedded it's becoming, its ability to store information in an unalterable database that's spread throughout the world. I mean, there's serious value there, and you'll see a lot of these other types of coins have different types of utility, and they can store different types of information, and pretty soon you'll see contracts that are going to be self-running. So you're going to see, you know, when you think of the Internet of Things, you're going to think of devices that are talking to each other, negotiating with each other, using the blockchain to communicate with each other and share value. So you're seeing all these types of utility, all these types of things that are going to be built out in the future, and digital currency and the blockchain is going to be integral to all of that.
I like it because when I go to campsites, you know, nobody knows that I'm there spending. Well, thank you very much for that small interview and everything. This is a really neat concept. Thanks. I might have to pick one up myself just to start loading up. So, but
it's that investment, you know? You hang it up somewhere in your house, and then when it gets too valuable, you put that painting in a safe, and you put another crypto art on top of it so people don't know there's a safe on the wall.
You can do that too.
And of course, if people want to find out more about crypto art,
CryptoArt.com. CryptoArt.com. There you go. Art. Yeah. All right.
All right.